Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, Abby Monday gang, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, there's only one place we can start, and that is with Man City and Liverpool, who played out a wonderful 2-2 draw at the Etihad, my mistake. Keep doing that. Here's how he brought it to you on TalkSport.
And as I'm speaking now, Benty, the final whistle has just gone where this game has finished. Manchester City 2, Liverpool 2.
It's not to celebrate something. It's just to show appreciation, to say thank you and go there. And I think the support was, again, incredible.
It was a fantastic game. So for both sides, and both teams want to try to win every game in all competitions. It was a good game.
Positives to take. Obviously, can do better at moments as well. So yeah, a bit of mixed emotions really after the game.
When you're playing against your biggest rivals, you know, if you don't get beat, then I think you're very happy with that. You tick another game off. It was a game I think Liverpool had to win.
We found a way to keep going, to keep coming back twice within the game, and to keep going and not lose the game, which is always important.
It's nothing changed really. So you play 95 minutes, incredibly intense football, and you are as smart as before, but that's actually pretty good news.
It was a good game for our fans, for Liverpool fans, for UK, for around the world, and we dignified the Premier League, so I'm so glad and happy the way we played.
One chasing the treble, one still chasing the quadruple. I mean, these two sides are streets ahead of anybody else in the Premier League. The quality on show today was absolutely top class, but I thought City had the best of it in the first half and Liverpool had the best chances in the second half, so probably honours even is a fair result.
And we were ourselves. We performed incredibly well. And unfortunately we could not win.
When we controlled the game, we caused them more problems than ever before in games, and that's really good. And so we improved obviously in this department, and it's good news.
You know, in football you never know what's going to happen, so still a lot of football to be played, and we've just got to keep going and give it everything till the end of the season.
No team in the world is perfect. We are not. City is probably the closest, but it's not perfect as well.
A good performance. I'm so happy and I'm glad and proud for my team.
Everybody loves the way that Manchester City play their football, and it is fantastic to watch. But then you see Liverpool play, either the day after or the week after, and you just see the pace that they've got going forward in the organisation, the high press that they had early on in the game today. They've just got so much ability. And even the players that come off the bench as well today, I mean, the squads are just super fantastic. They really are.
You know, in January, if we want to win it, we have to win 18 games. So, no, and if there's one we can draw, sorry, it was today.
If they do slip up, we need to be ready right behind them to pounce and keep going.
And it was difficult in the build-up, in the right, in the left, because always they are so close, they are so tight. You know, it's difficult.
They're streets ahead of everybody else, and they've got to play catch-up. How they're going to do it, I do not know. But it's a joy to watch these two sides play, and what a game we had today.
It's actually cool. It's good. Fine. We are where we want to be. We are close to an incredible side. My boys showed today that we are really, really good as well.
We know that right now, one game drop will not be champion.
We have to be pretty much as close to perfection as somehow possible to win 7 Premier League games, which is absolutely insane, but that's obviously the only way to beat this team.
What a game of football, end to end, from first minute to last. It was outstanding, but honours even at the end of the game. Man City 2, Liverpool 2.
And of course there was a reaction to the game on Darren Bent's Boot Room with Alex Crook, Darren Ambrose and... Darren Bent.
I mean, I can't see how Liverpool are in the driving seat. I don't think Manchester City equally as Liverpool. I can't see either team dropping points. If they both win out, then Manchester City win the title.
Brilliant result for Man City. I think, and we said that, I think at half-time, Liverpool were going to get another goal or opportunity. They took it very well. But Pep Guardiola will be going home a happy man, I think, tonight after the 2-2 draw.
I think one of them will win the Champions League. And I think another one of them might win the FA Cup. They're basically going to divide the trophies, aren't they?
It's just set up perfectly for Coutinho and Gerrard to come in and absolutely redeem it for them. I think each team's going to win every single one of their games, and then Villa are going to equalise for his last minute with Coutinho. I can see it.
City were far the better team, far the better team. We missed so many chances. If we would have had a striker, that would have been about 5-2.
I mean, it was a great advert for football because two teams going at it. I think that's what I liked about it more than anything, is that at times we've seen these big games where you've had one big team maybe with an eye on the point, just not wanting to lose. But these two teams were like, no, what, handbrake off.
But I tell you what, boys, we're going to win the league. It's in our hands.
It was a slightly better result for City. If anyone's going to drop points, I think it will be Liverpool in the next 7 games.
We've been playing spectacular, Liverpool. But for some reason, we bottle it semis sometimes. We bottle it. I don't know what it is. There's a little bit of bottleness. We go to Etihad. Suddenly, Trent can't play his normal passes.
That point won us the league. It's done. It's done, mate. We'll win all our games. They will possibly win all their games because they're very good as well as we are. But it's done.
If you're asking me honestly who's favourites, I personally still think Liverpool.
We've got a point of advantage. It's game over, lads. That's just won us a league, that. And I can't believe the mood of some of the fans that have come out of the ground like they're really disappointed. It's game over.
Oh, it was amazing. I've never been so nervous watching a Premier League match. It felt like a Champions League final at one stage.
Liverpool are in the driving seat. If they put their socks on the right way, they are winning this title.
City will not drop a point till the end of the season. It's game over.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was like two heavyweights going toe-to-toe. You couldn't take your eyes off it.
It was two teams going toe-to-toe as the first game, as the reverse fixture, and showing how far away they are from any other team in the league.
You can't count us out. Each of these teams are absolutely fantastic, and who knows from now on to the end of the season. But just got to sit back and enjoy it, and you lads.
I would say that City's all day long now. That league is City's all day long.
I think it was a fair result in the end. And it just goes to show that there's nothing between these two magnificent teams.
It shows how good Manchester City are, that Liverpool have only lost 3 games in all competitions, and they're probably still not going to win the league.
Relieved. I think the performance was very, very average. But then we're not losing. And I think that has a lot to say about where we are as a team.
When we play, we're levels above them, in my opinion. It's not even close for me. Everyone says, oh, we're the two best teams. Yeah, we probably are, but there's a big gap between us and them.
And you've got old mate Stevie G waiting for City last game of the season, you know. It's probably written in the stars. What do you think?
I'm scared every moment because Liverpool's front three are deadly. But it was a good game overall. And we're still 1 point clear and we're going to win the league. So happy days.
Moving on now to Sunday's other Premier League football, and Burnley's chances of survival were dealt a massive blow after losing to Norwich. West Ham missed a chance to move 3 points off the top four with a defeat at Brentford. And Leicester beat Crystal Palace. Here's all the fallout from those games.
Michael Oliver's blown the final whistle here. This is a very, very damaging defeat for Burnley on what's been a very, very damaging weekend for Burnley.
Just we huffed and puffed without really opening the chance we hoped to create after a good win against Everton. You know, it's kind of that one step forward, one step back, you know, in a week.
Yeah, listen, I'm realistic. It's still going to be a tough ask, but, you know, I think that's proved to ourselves in the dressing room and the supporters that they're still fighting us.
And that's been the story of the season, creating really good chances and not taking them, and that freedom in the final third, which was lacking today.
That eases the frustrations, but I just hope it's not too little too late and we can follow this up again.
I can't see Burnley getting
out of this trouble that they're in.
Sean Dyche is standing applauding an increasingly decreasing number of Burnley fans who are filtering away from the away end. This has been a very bad day.
It just makes it the same as it did before Everton, as I said.
We know the size of the task ahead of us, but you know, we certainly won't be scared to go into Old Trafford next week.
They still let in two goals against the team that are bottom of the league and don't score any goals, don't win any games, haven't beaten anybody and haven't performed the two all season. They've beaten Everton on Wednesday night. They had a chance to go and compound that by getting 3 points down at the easiest place to play all season. They didn't. They lost in Norfolk. Nobody loses in Norfolk. Burnley did.
Brentford 2, West Ham 0. Brentford the better side throughout the game and they capitalised in the second half. And Mbeumo and Tony combining for both goals.
We started to look more like a side which had played on Thursday and Sunday, and as most people will tell you, you know, not just us, it's not an easy programme when you have good games Thursday and a Sunday.
In any aspect of the game, I think felt more or less that we controlled it. I felt we were good in pressing high. I felt we were good defending low. I think we were very good on the ball today.
It does catch up. You look at the record for all the clubs who get into European football, it becomes you don't always lose them or you don't always, you know, get draws, but quite often there'll be defeats after the Thursday, Sunday. For some reason, the recovery time's not enough, as people are aware of, and it makes it difficult.
And keeping West Ham down to five shots, that tells a lot about our performance.
It caught up on us today. I don't like using it as an excuse, but I do think it's an obvious factor that us playing Thursday and then got a huge game again this Thursday, it played its part.
Life and football, you know, is moments added together, and this was another brilliant moment we've been part of.
Brentford are 12 points clear of the relegation zone, and their Premier League status, you would imagine, confirmed for next season. For West Ham, all eyes turn to Thursday and the second leg of their Europa League tie with Lyon. Is that now their best route into next season's Champions League?
I'm not talking about safe or not safe, we're just talking about next game and want to end as high as possible. I think that's what we push for.
Let's be fair, last year I was breaking into the top six was monumental, and now people are talking about getting to into fourth. So it just shows you know, the way people can talk very loosely like that, when really if you talk with a little bit of sense and think about it, you know, being in the top six or seven for West Ham would be incredible once again.
Leicester City 2, Crystal Palace 1. Kiernan Dewsbury-Hall scored his first Premier League goal and made another as Leicester's much changed side got the better of the FA Cup semi-finalist.
He's been absolutely brilliant. You can see the future he has. He's still got improvements to make. A wonderful guy, a great ambassador for the club, but not only that, for me. Industry, hard work, quality and honesty, and he typifies everything that I would want.
I don't think we started the game well at all. I think we didn't compete enough in the first half. We didn't play quick enough.
I'm very pleased, Jeff. I thought it was an excellent performance. Started the game with the intensity and urgency that I like. Pressed the game really well. Some of our quality, it was excellent.
Today it was a one-off, especially in the first half, where I believe we didn't perform well enough as a team collectively.
I was just proud of the performance, proud of some of the football we played, some of the quality that they played with, and then how they had to dig in then.
The team still need a lot of work, and we're still growing, but I was really pleased with the answer that we gave in the second half.
It was really good against a side that are coming with high levels of confidence, having beaten Arsenal 3-0.
Something that I can guarantee to people is that we will work hard and we will work well until the last game of the season.
Now we can bring in more reactions to Saturday's Premier League action now. And of course, Man United's chances of finishing in the top four took another blow after losing to Everton. Here's former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino and the Daily Mail's Dominic King, who believe Man United look like a side that are threatened by relegation.
Manchester United are in danger of slipping so far down the table, you have to scroll to the second page. The new manager can't get through that door quick enough.
If you had been brought into that game, into the stadium yesterday blindfolded, and you didn't know the names of the teams, where and which colours, or you didn't know the positions or whatever, you would have thought the team in red was the team that was fighting to stay up, because they were an embarrassment.
You know, I don't get how the club is being run. I don't understand it. To me, it goes against everything that Man United's about. You have to be successful at Manchester United.
We can talk about Manchester United and how dreadful they are. That's the worst Manchester United team I've seen at Goodison Park in 30 years. They were appalling.
Since 2019, which is 3 years now, there's been 30 players with new contracts. New contracts mean one thing: improved money.
The watching imposters. There was five or six at least yesterday that did not care.
I've been in the game 40 years, Nat. Right. And I think I can spot a disconnect within a team. And that was so clear yesterday.
They gave up on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. They gave up on Mourinho. They gave, you know, what do they want? Where's the responsibility on their shoulders? They're being paid fortunes.
I just don't feel that is a group that are united in their way.
Why was Bruno Fernandes given a new contract this week? They haven't won anything since he's been there.
There are too many of them. I think the grass is greener than Man United. There are.
Right now, it is, because Man United are a mess.
That's rock bottom. Yes, it was rock bottom for them.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today by looking back at the final round of the Masters.
So here it is, Scotty Scheffler, 3 feet away for a par and a green jacket. Scotty taking a little longer, sends it on the way. Oh, it misses, but so what? Scotty Scheffler still going to win the 86th Masters. Congratulations, Scotty Scheffler. Winning total, 11 under par. And he just missed another one from about 1 foot away. Must be tears of victory in his eyes. He's laughing. Why not? He's still going to win. It's just that the margin of victory is going from 5 shots. Now it'll be down to 3 if he can knock this one in. If he doesn't knock this one in, they may have to call a medic out onto the green and get him some medical attention. It's starting to get serious now. There's no doubt in my mind that Scotty's going to knock this putt in. Putter back. Ball on the way. Ball to the bottom of the cup. Scotty Scheffler wins the 2022 Masters.
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tonight, 10 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy, taking your calls on all the weekend's football, of course, apart from Man United. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts up first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.